program. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I'm going to go right back into your phone calls. I think Jim is still on the line from New York. We talked to him in the last segment of the last hour, and just to bring you guys up to date that are just tuning in at this moment, we were pointing out, and Jim was pointing out to us, that he thinks that taxes are A-OK, that, you know, nothing wrong with a little bit of theft. He says that it's OK by him because he knows where all of the money's going. And, you know, even if you disagree with that, and I certainly do, I have no idea where that money's going. It wouldn't matter to me if I knew where all of it was going and if I was OK with where 100% of it was going. First of all, I'm not okay with where it's going, and I'm not, the issue, though, is whether or not I got to choose, and I didn't get to choose. So, Jim, how can you defend being in favor of violence against your neighbors, your peaceful neighbors?
Because it's for the benefit of everyone.
But it's not for my benefit. You're using violence against me, sir.
Well, I think there's certain standards of what is beneficial to society, and
who gets to decide? You?
Somebody smarter than us, Jim.
Majority. The majority always decides.
No,
the majority doesn't really decide in this country because the majority doesn't go out and vote.
The majority that cares.
And now we're talking about a minority of people and then a minority of a minority of people because, you know, at that point...
The people that don't care don't get a say. What's so terrible about that?
So you like the idea of having two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch?
Is there any other way?
Yes, there is.
Right,
everybody can decide.
How are these two wolves and lamb going to figure out their situation otherwise?
By basically doing what they want to do and not...
Eating the lamb.
Well, not the lamb's armed.
Well, then, why, the wolves wouldn't be alarmed, too?
They might, but at least they'd make it a good fight.
Right, but the thing is, you know, I don't want to delve into this particular metaphor, because the issue is here, you're defending violence against people, and you're pawning it off on saying, well, most people want violence, so that's okay. Or everybody that's voted says they want violence, so that's okay, too. First of all, a lot of people vote because they want to reduce the violence. They're voting for the lesser of two evils. They're voting for what they think will lower the amount of violence. But I'm not going to go into why everybody votes, because they all vote for different reasons. But the fact that even if a majority of people did vote still doesn't justify violence, because it's always wrong to hurt peaceful people. Don't you agree?
If people are not paying their taxes, I don't consider that peaceful. That's basically theft.
It's theft. How did they steal it?
Well, if everyone else is paying money and you're not, then you get an advantage. You're basically stealing from everyone else.
If a guy comes around and steals money from everybody on my street except for me, have I stolen something from the people on my street?
You've got an advantage.
I do have an advantage. I'll agree with you on that.
Luck.
However, that does not make me a thief. You just called me a thief.
If you actually avoided the tax, then yes, you're a thief.
Because the guy has a badge. That makes me a thief, because the guy has the legitimacy of the state. Now, I've got a
question.
You're
sick, by the way.
Right, Jim?
Yeah, you brought a big gun in the room, pal.
Jim, if you get to decide where you know the fruits of 100% of my labor go, what am I to you?
Well, that would be a slave.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about 100%.
Okay,
99.
Now, what am I if I 50% of the fruits of my labor go to you?
You're an American.
Yeah, you're right. You're half a slave, and that's what we are here. We're slaves to keeping the military-industrial complex alive and well around the world.
Even at 100%, I kind of take that back, because I'm not actually, at 50%, I'm not telling you what to do. And also,
you're telling me to pay up or else.
That's right.
You're telling me to pay up.
If you don't work, you don't have to pay.
That much is true, and there's been all kinds of slavery in the world, and I think you're getting caught up on like the idea of chattel slavery that existed here in the 17 and 1800s in the United States of America. But, you know, serfs were slaves. They were bound to the land, and there's all different kinds of slavery that have existed over time. They even called
the one we have, it seems pretty mild.
It's alive and well today. Well,
mild slavery is okay, so you're advocating mild slavery.
I wouldn't call it slavery at all.
Of course you wouldn't, because that would make you very uncomfortable.
You have freedom to do whatever you want. You have
no, you don't.
No, you don't.
You pay up.
If you leave the country, you've got to pay an exit tax. If if you work, you've got to pay a tax.
It has no inherent wealth.
What do you think will happen
from everyone?
What if I go down to the police department and smoke a joint in front of the police department? Will I be free there?
Well, that's okay. I mean, yeah, there are laws.
Oh, okay, so then you're wrong then in your claim that I'm free to do whatever I want, because I'm not free to do whatever I want, and that's one.
But if you live,
example.
In a town where, let's say, there are no laws, and someone really just despises marijuana smokers, then maybe he'll shoot you. Like, I mean, just because there's laws doesn't. That's not the only reason you can't.
The laws don't stop him from shooting me today, sir. People can go and shoot me any old time they want to. You're always at risk from crazy people. The crazy people don't obey laws. The ones you're talking about. They're not concerned about consequences like that.
I said there were no laws in this place. This is one of your societies, right?
No, we weren't talking about my society.
What he's saying is that for a madman who's crazy enough to shoot somebody over marijuana, there is no law.
Exactly. There was a guy that was
laws don't stop crime, man.
Right. There was a guy threatening me because I was doing a peace protest. He didn't care about the law, and he used to work for the state. So it doesn't matter. And we're not talking about my society here. We're talking about you defending the status quo of violence against peaceful people. And you're saying they're not peaceful because, well, if they withhold money from the criminal gang that's trying to extort from them, then they're somehow stealing from the other people who have already had their money extorted from them? I mean, you've got some real twisted logic there,
dude. How was that obligation created?
I think that would be pretty standard logic.
It is standard. I'll agree with you that twisted logic is standard. How was the obligation to pay taxes created?
People have guns.
Yeah, you're right about that.
People will kill your
butt if you don't
honest.
Do what they say.
I appreciate that honesty.
That's what the reality of it is. Is violent, dangerous people telling you what to do.
And
that's
you want to live
people
in that
always
world?
Have guns, though.
Yes. Do you want them to tell you what to do?
Money.
Do you want them to tell you what to do?
They're not telling you what to do. I mean, they're telling you what not to do.
What's that?
They're telling me what not to do.
And the process telling you what to do. They're asking positive action from you. When you fill out your IRS form, do you have to do things?
Yes. I mean.
Okay, so is the government telling you what to do?
In that case, yeah. I mean,
in that case and many others. So how about if you run a business? Do you have regulations to follow?
Yeah.
Is that the government telling you what to do?
Do you have to send taxes into them, the sales taxes and all that stuff?
All of these things are fine.
You got nothing, my friend.
Well, I'm not saying that's fine, but you said that the government tells you what not to do.
You said
that's a bold-faced,
right.
crap-filled lie.
You've sided with criminals, you've sided with violence, and you paper it all over by saying that, you know, this is okay, this is the way things are, it's better than it used to be in the past, and so therefore you should just shut up and go along to get along.
It's only better because of technology, the technology and the increase of wealth of hardworking people, not bureaucrats who suck
up. A person could argue that the technology and increase wealth is also because of these laws.
Well, they could try to argue that, but then they would have to argue that the technology wouldn't have existed prior to the level of regulation that we have today, and the increasing level of regulation that's gone throughout history. And in fact, we can show that there is, that in some areas where regulation has become stiflingly high in this country, that innovation has dropped off.
You know, in natural law, there's two basic laws. Basically, do all that you've agreed to do and do not aggress against others or their property.
Do no harm.
Who enforces the natural law? Does God enforce the natural laws?
Those were the natural laws that our whole legal system was based on.
Who enforces those natural laws?
Well, we used to have a Supreme Court that did.
You're okay with the Supreme Court enforcing natural laws?
Well, if that's all they enforce, that'd be fine. But they don't, and they don't even look.
So
at
when you say natural laws, that to me sounds like laws you like.
No, natural law.
Someone else could say some of the other laws are natural laws.
Natural law came from the Magna Carta, the common law, and the British common law.
So those are laws that they liked, and those are laws that you like.
Well,
because they wrote it down
like
on the Magna Carta, that makes it special. Like
it gives the people rights, individual rights.
Yeah, lots of laws.
That we're not the property of somebody else. Are you anybody's property? Is your body anybody's property?
No.
Okay, mine isn't either.
Wait, tell me about your body being property, please.
I think there is some, in extreme circumstances, like times of war, times of, survival, then there is,
Statist through and through.
You don't believe that your body's property? You believe that mine is.
Thank you for the call, Mr. Statist. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah.
6-800.
He doesn't mean that crap.
I don't know. He's pretty good at it.
Stuff up.
He's pretty good at it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Breathe, Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you can go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's Sickle, C-A-I.
800-259-9231. We go to Carolyn, ladies first, listening to WVNA in Florence, Alabama. Hey, Carolyn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, the issue with the insurance program truly worries me because they list it or say that we don't realize it's just an option, that we can either choose it or not. But at the level that the government could provide that choice, then there'll be no competition. And therefore, we'll be down to one payer and mm-hmm. be at socialized medicine.
Yep.
So, I mean, I just don't understand why they don't just try to fix the different problems versus just overhaul the whole program.
Well, the government can't fix things. It just keeps breaking them. That's just the
exactly.
way government works. So the only way that the healthcare situation could be fixed in this country, and it's bad the way it is right now, but it would be worse with the government in total control, as you well know.
Absolutely.
The only way they could fix it would be to end all of the government involvement in healthcare, and no one has that idea on the table. No Republican's going to come forward with an idea like that because, you know, there's so many people that are depending on the government's programs for healthcare. It would be politically untenable position for them to take because all those people would go and vote them out, and you know, they're not going to take that position. So, you know, it's just going to be step by step down that road towards socialism. And even if this one bill doesn't pass, as I think Gardner Goldsmith was pointing out on Monday night, he expects that some of the provisions will pass, and it'll just take, you know, one more step down that road. And so, unfortunately, there is no government solution to this problem other than them disappearing, which
right.
that may happen one of these
yes,
days.
Yes, it will when it all collapses. But actually, a few days ago, Charles Hugh Smith wrote an article called Healthcare Solution, Go Back to Cash. And in there, there's actually a rate mm-hmm. schedule from a hospital from 1952, maternity rates, and you'd be blown away. A deluxe private room is $23, for example. You know, so there
and
are solutions.
Just for inflation, though, Wayne, what is it, $23 in 1950 dollars? What is that today? Do you know?
Well, let's see. It says having a baby costs $30, which in today's dollars would be $244.
It was $10,000 to have a baby now.
That's just for the one visit, right? For
right.
the actual having baby visit to the hospital?
They'll sell you the whole package for $10,000.
So $10,000 for, you know, going through the process over 9 months, basically?
Yes. But there's so much funny money that's being pushed into that system that has driven prices up, and there's a lack of competition in many areas, too.
And all the regulations and the government programs.
It's a cartel. Right now, it's a cartel.
So well, we sure don't want a waiting line or a waiting list to have services rendered. And if Canada comes here, where will we go?
Well, that's right.
Mexico.
don't worry. All of Mexico's over here. I guess that'll eventually be the place to go.
Right. But on one hand, you know, to defend the current system is also ignoring that there are problems with it. It costs too much. That's the problem. So we can fix that without having to have the government take it over 100%. And that's
absolutely.
The real argument.
I believe we could, too. I truly believe we could. And I can't understand why they didn't have panels, why they didn't get doctors involved, hospitals, you know, lay people that work in the field every day that know kind of how it works and just kind of start like that versus just say, you've got 10 days and I want this fixed and approved by, you know, this date. It's
Nothing
too
like
big a problem for him to put a gun to their head to fix it that quick.
Nothing like management from the top down, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no way. And, you know, when Hillary offered that we have an option to get into the program political people have as their insurance, I wonder why he didn't offer us that. He has the best care, and their, you know, congressmen and senators have the best program. That's something
well,
to open up to
what,
us.
What you, I see where you're coming from, and it sounds nice, but what you're not looking at is that they are getting that care because they're stealing money from people. The Congressional health care plan is funded by tax dollars, which is stolen money. So there's no way that they can give that kind of plan to everybody because they have to steal enough money in order to give that level of coverage out to people. What I'm trying to explain to you, Carolyn, is there is no government solution to this problem. It wouldn't matter if they had doctors in to talk to them. It wouldn't matter if they had self-proclaimed experts about the health care industry in to talk to them because the politicians have an interest in getting reelected. And, you know, talking about giving health care to everybody free gets you elected. You know, people want free stuff, so of course they're going to vote for that. But the actual, when, you know, you've got to actually put the pieces together and try to make that happen, it doesn't work out because the money has to come from somewhere, and it's coming from you and I. So the best way to get the best health care is, again, to get the government completely out of the program, but you'll never hear anybody put that on the table. I mean, doctors that are going in there, maybe one of them will say it to the government people, but that's not what government does. Government doesn't get out of things. It gets into things. It gets involved. It grows. It gets more entrenched and more expensive and more intrusive than ever. So to expect it to turn itself around, there's just no real evidence that that ever happens with government.
And wait till they get into the food thing now.
Oh, gosh. That's going to be even worse than
that. Yeah, I've never seen them want to get so involved so fast in absolutely everything as this particular president has.
I don't know.
In such a short time, he's just like throw stuff at everything.
Nah, I think that to some extent that's an illusion. There are a lot of presidents that get elected, and they are always talking about how they're going to get the boots on the ground and move quick, move forward with this, whatever this might be. So I don't know if that's true, but either way, it's an apt observation that, yes, they are certainly moving forward with some very frightening ideas. And there are some other ones that are pretty scary that are off in the distance that aren't really front and center right now, like the National Obama Corps. So the Citizen Corps thing, where they're going to basically indoctrinate all the youth of America, bring them in to work for the government for a summertime or something like that, maybe even longer, maybe a year or two, get them, bring them in and turn them into bureaucrats and get them to work for the system, get them to actually work for the federal government and brainwash them ever more than they have been. There's some real scary stuff on the horizon.
There's actually an ad from this week, I believe, on Craigslist in the Washington, D.C. area where they want to hire people for $500 plus per week to promote Obama's health care plan.
Thank you for the call.
His own advertising.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks for the call. And don't forget that since you're listening in Florence there on WVNA, you won't be able to actually hear your call until another 2 hours has gone by, because you're actually listening to the first hour of our show right now on delay broadcast. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, we love WVNA. They have been one of our longest-running weekday affiliates since back in, I think, January of 2006. And number one, book after book.
The only thing that gives me problems about WVNA is trying to decide between Muscle Shoals and Florence.
And Florence, as far as what you want to call it?
No, which one I like the best.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Let's continue here. You take control. Bring up what you want. We go to the Amp Line, where Paul is in California. Hey, Paul.
Hey there. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Paul?
Well, I was thinking of what you were talking about, it's hard to break the nut of some of these guys who just really have their wits wrapped around the state.
Well, let's get into it here in a moment. Hang on, Paul. We'll bring it back in moments. 800-259-9231. You dial in about anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866 866- 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Ben Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including live streams. We have a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam of the show, all available for you for free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We go back to Paul in California. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts tonight. Go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen. I'm already late for an appointment, so I'll make it really quick. You were talking earlier about the idea that covenants and people getting along, neighbors and like that, and the status position is that without the iron fist of government, people would turn into Mr. Hyde and trample all of everybody's rights.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I lived in a studio apartment when I first moved to California, and real paper thin walls and like that. And I had this really nice stereo, and my neighbor, whose wall was just opposite me, had a really nice stereo. And our tastes in music were so similar that I would sometimes just leave my stereo off and listen to his stereo, and vice versa. We got along great.
Well, that's good to know, but it doesn't always work that way.
It doesn't always work that way, but I think you're right, Ian. Somehow you can reach some sort of happy medium. And if not, there are mediation agencies. You know, even today you can call mediators in and talk things over. So there is free market solutions.
Thanks, Paul, for the call. Enjoy your meeting. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Todd in Michigan on the AMP line. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Mark, Ian, and Wayne. What's up, guys?
What's on your mind, Todd?
Hey, Todd.
Well, I've been watching some of the town hall protests on and off during the week, and I was watching the one from the Arlen Specter town hall meeting in Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken. And the one thing I noticed was that some of the people at some of these events have been really hurting the cause of freedom more than anything else when they act very unruly, basically start yelling and screaming and start calling people names. Like, for example, when Senator Claire McCaskill, when she was at one event. They were calling her names. They were shouting her down. Look, I agree with them that this entire health care plan stinks. I agree with them that what Obama's doing is basically trying to force this down our throats. But the way they're going about it sometimes really isn't helping matters either, because they're going to be alienating themselves from those who might be persuaded otherwise
yes.
to listen to our side.
I generally agree with what you're saying. There was an instance here in New Hampshire where there was that rally that they had that a lot of people came out to for states' rights, where they were talking about I think it was some piece of legislation that would basically have New Hampshire say, all right, federal government, you've gone far enough. And if you go further, well, then we're going to do something about it. You know, whatever that is, I'm not really sure. But so a lot of people came out to that rally, and some people went inside the state house at that time, and they got very animated, very very angry, very upset over people doing that, and they made a bunch of noise and were very rude. And so some of the people said, you know, this doesn't look good. Basically what you're saying, Todd, is, you know, this doesn't look good for our movement. But the fact is, when you're dealing with politics and you're dealing with public events, there's no way you can really control how people behave. I mean, you have no way. First of all, you don't even know half of these people that are coming to these things. So you can go and say something to them if you want to. That might help. It wouldn't hurt to talk to these people and try to calm them down. But you're talking about a bunch of political amateurs, people that in the cases of these town hall things, you're talking about people that are upset and angry.
Right, these people are there for liberty, Tom.
No, they're not.
They're there to stop socialized health care. And I think that, you know, from that
they may
point,
support the war. You
from
know?
That point of view, I've got no problem with what they're doing. As far as I'm concerned, they can set fire to their town halls and throw bottles or whatever. Because I think that one thing that's sort of missing in America's political system is outrage. I'm not advocating any of those things, but those people aren't freedom lovers.
No,
I'm not. Well, okay, here's the thing. I'm not objecting to them being outraged. They should be outraged over what their elected officials are doing, and I agree. I'm outraged what the Obama administration has been doing for over the past 6 months. But the reality is there's a right way and a wrong way to go about it, and that's why some of the people on the left are dismissing a lot of these people as kooks, because some of them are going by some unfounded rumors that seem like it's the truth.
Oh, like there aren't kooks on the left-hand side. I mean,
well, what about the tea parties? That was the same type of thing. People were out protesting peacefully, holding up signs, and the media did the same thing. They tried to discount them and say they were just a bunch of right-wing.
Yeah, but that was co-opted by the neocons anyway, and those tea parties were a joke nonetheless.
Well, some may have been co-opted by the neocons and the media, but the people that were actually out at those tea parties were not primarily neocons. There were a lot of independents and libertarians and people who were just disgusted with both parties. And
I'm not
proven.
Getting that.
Look, I agree with what Todd is saying here. I think it's a real concern.
There's nothing that can be done about
well,
it. The fact
that
these people don't care about liberty, they're not listening to Free Talk Live.
No.
We're not talking to them.
Well, I have a very few other sharp criticisms, which is if they're so riled up over the health care issue, then where were they when it came to the war, when it came to the massive amounts of spending? Where were they
They're
when
all
it
in
came
favor of that
to the Patriot Act?
These are people that'll probably. I mean, I'm going out on a limb here because I haven't talked to them all, but I imagine a lot of these people that are so up in arms about the government health care thing would probably tell you, on the other hand, that they're supporting the troops. You know that
right. Well,
they're all in favor of government when they want the government to do something.
Well, that's true, but this is also this D team versus R team thing, the way it's playing out. Because I think people were very upset last fall when Bush was still in office and Hank Paulson sold us down the river with that bailout. People were upset, even Republicans were, but Bush was sort of a lame duck. But now all of a sudden the Democrats in, and he's got his foot on the accelerator with all this stuff now. Now, and they're very upset because, and then we have the second bailout when Obama got in, and all of a sudden now, they don't see all the bad stuff Bush did except for the very end. So it becomes a D team versus R team thing, which they're outraged about, and I understand why. But I agree with you about the war and all that stuff, because a lot of them aren't seeing the evil when their guy's in office, and that's a big problem we have in this country.
But going back to the issue, yes.
But here's the other side of the coin, which everybody is not taking into account here, is that if John McCain had proposed a nearly identical health care plan to the same protesters out there, how many, show of hands, how many of them would be willing to say, you know what, John McCain, you're wrong. We don't want a government takeover of the health care system.
10%.
How many of them would show up at any of those events?
I'm going to say 10%.
Guess what? We're going to have socialized medicine, the corporate way, or even go
I think it would be more than 10%. I think a lot of the people that are upset would actually be upset if they read
would
the law.
Would it be 50%?
But
no way.
Yeah,
these guys are partisans. These guys are partisans, and they're there because it's Obama. And if it was Bush or McCain proposing the same program, it'd be, hey, you know, this is great.
I think people are upset, too, because they've already been betrayed several times with these bailouts now, and I think the tension is building regardless of who's in. And if everybody read, if Bush had come out with this health care bill,
right.
I think people would be just about as outraged. I think people don't trust Obama. They trusted Bush a little too much. But I think the people who were Republicans and former Republicans are just fed up now. And I think there's a lot of Democrats I know who are fed up with this, too.
Well, there are a lot of Democrats who are fed up about it, but I think it really goes to the point that these protesters need to channel their anger and talk about why it's wrong for the government to take over the health care.
I agree. It's
rather
a very
than calling names. Don't
right,
call
right.
names.
I agree with you
talk
completely.
To these people.
Right. Thank you, Todd. Right. I appreciate it. I think the best thing you can do is to be an advocate for that kind of peaceful outreach instead of angry protest, and to approach these people and say, you know, I'm not sure what you're here trying to accomplish, but if what you're trying to accomplish is, you know, a dialogue where people are able to actually listen to what you're saying, then maybe you should consider not chanting and actually engaging in a dialogue, maybe, because chanting is mindless. I mean, it's just, you know, mindless groupthink.
I know, but you know, people were also upset, too, because a lot of the congressmen and senators they were in the meeting with, they felt they were being lied to or misled.
Oh, I understand. I understand why they're upset, but I also understand where Todd's coming from, and I think the best we can do as principled advocates of liberty is separate ourselves from those folks and say, we're not them. We're over here having a rational discussion about how peace can achieve great health care, and et cetera, et cetera. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft, visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their website. So dare to compare. freetalklive.com. We'll have them beat. No problem. In fact, we'll give you more for free than they'll give you for their payment program. Guaranteed. Well, you won't get your money back because it won't cost you anything. So even if I'm wrong, it doesn't matter. freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to Chris in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Yes, my name is Chris, and I'm also known as Pale Horse, the leader of the Ohio militia.
Really?
And I was surprised to see myself today on Fox News and MSNBC. They did a story about right-wing militias on the rise in the U.S. Have you heard about it?
I actually had it in my show prep here tonight, as a matter of fact. We touched on earlier this week how I think we predicted that this was going to be kind of becoming more prominent. It seems to be the cycle of things that during the Clinton administration, militias were the enemy, you know, because of the whole Oklahoma City thing.
That's what they used to demonize them. But
Right. Well, they pinned that on the militias, and then they made the militias the bad guys. Then, the Bush administration, then it's the foreigners that are the enemy, and, you know, they, you know, pinned things on them, and they went and launched wars. And during the Bush administration, they ratcheted up the tyranny that would be necessary to put into effect for some sort of domestic suppression of freedom, you know, with internment camps that they were contracting for, and building the Department of Homeland Security, installing the TSA, going through all of these motions to really increase the government apparatus here in the United States. And now it's going to be back to the domestic terrorist thing again, with the whole militia scare coming back. And it does look like they're starting to ratchet it up again. And that's what you're talking about here. You're saying you're involved in the they've targeted you?
Yeah, I'm actually the guy in the video holding up the AR-15. I've been in the militia movement for several years. I was once in the Washington State Militia, and then upon moving back to the Ohio area, I started my own group back up. And I made this video like 10 months ago, and just basically telling people to buy guns and, just prepare, because things aren't always going to be, you know, so good considering the state of the economy and, you know, things like that, and not realizing that it was going to have this big of an impact, you know, 70-some thousand views, and, you know, I've gotten quite a backlash about it. You know, I mean, some people are for it, a lot of people are against it, you know what I mean?
This video online prior to the election, so it was during the Bush administration. So, they can't accuse you of being a partisan, at least in the, from that particular aspect.
Right, and they're trying to play it like that the militia movement is now taking off because Obama's in office because we have an African American president.
Right, right.
When that, really it has nothing to do with it. I've had this group for several years. You know what I mean?
Okay, well let's lay it out there on the table though. I mean, is there some truth to the accusation that white separatists and racists and other bigots are attracted to the militia movement? Is there any truth to that?
I mean, you know, there are probably groups out there that are racist and, you know, neo-Nazis and things like that. But, you know, they're separate entities from the militia movement itself. You know, the militia, you know, I've trained with black people, Asian people, Mexican people. I mean, you name it. You know, I'm not a racist person. I mean, I can't speak for anyone who's, you know, for everyone who's in the movement. But, you know, they're trying to pigeonhole us that we're these anti-government, you know, extremists and that we're trying to, you know, overthrow the government and send this bad message. But really, we want to uphold the Constitution. And really, the government should uphold the Constitution as well. So as long as the government is upholding the Constitution, we shouldn't have any qualms, you know?
Seems like a reasonable position, and I think you're right. Of course, the government isn't going to uphold the Constitution no matter what. And so I guess I have to ask you, you know, what's your solution? Obviously, as a militiaman, I would think that you would be more inclined to violence. Is that true, or what do you think? What do you think is going to come down if things keep getting worse?
We are not for instigating violence, you know what I mean? We're more of, you know, if the violence is brought to us, that we're here to protect our families, you know, and our friends. You know, I mean, there's a big misconception about the militia that, you know, it's just going to be this big battlefront, you know, the U.S. Army or whoever, and then on the other end, the militias, and that we're just going to, you know, it's just going to be this head-on battle, you know what I mean? I don't think that it would be like that. If there was a situation like that, it would be more or less, you know, people trying to get food and just protecting themselves and living, you know. I mean, that's what we're all about, is this survivalism.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, during the 90s, I remember seeing the whole militia movement start. I'd never seen anything like it in my life. And I remember noticing that a lot of the people in it were in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and older. A lot of them were former military. And I thought, wow, you know, these people must know something I don't. They've been around the block. I mean, to be that age, you want to be in a militia. And I knew some of them I knew they weren't racists at all. And mm-hmm. I guess my observation then was they were saying a lot of stuff that I thought was kind of kooky at the time. And as the years kind of unfolded, I realized that a lot of the things they were saying came to pass. So I'm glad that you guys are planning on being peaceful as much as possible. But on the other hand, you know, we do have a right to bear arms for a reason.
Yeah, and I agree. And I just feel that we're being demonized, you know. I mean, and they're calling us actual violent, you know, they're calling us violent, and that like we've already perpetrated something, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
of course they are, but that you know they're going to do that.
Well, yeah, and they're pigeonholing us in there with Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City bombing. You know, it's like he wasn't actually in the militia. He was actually in the United States Army at one point.
I heard he was kicked out of a militia because he was too wacky.
Yeah, because I've trained with the Michigan militia boys, and, you know, we've talked, and they said that Timothy McVeigh, that they know of, came to one training. It wasn't even a training. It was actually like a dinner, and he was saying some stuff, and they actually asked him to leave, you know. But then the media played it up like he's in the, you know, the Michigan militia, and, you know, he's part of the militia movement. And, you know, I mean, really, you know, I think he was more of, you know, someone that they put out there as like a scapegoat, you know what I mean? But, you know.
So would you say that you've received a higher interest in your Ohio militia since the exposure? I mean, has it been good publicity for you despite the, you know, kind of the bad aspect?
Yeah. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, you know, and once again, you can't please everybody. And I actually had a video prior to this, and I was trying to, you know, possibly get a million armed man march in Washington, and it was more or less just an idea, and I wanted to see how people would react to that. And I got more negative feedback than good, so I kind of just squashed it. But then I had seen that some other, if you Google it, you know, it's all over Google, different sites that have done stories on it, the Washington Independent and some other ones. So, I mean, we've been gaining exposure, I guess, but, it, you know, they're kind of putting us in a bad light.
How can people learn more about your organization, the Ohio Militia?
Our website used to be ohiomilitia.com. We actually lost the domain to that, but we are on YouTube. So if you look up the channel Ohio Militia, and we also have a MySpace, myspace.com/Ohio Militia. and I run both those sites.
Great. Well, good luck out there, and try to be as peaceful as possible. I used to be more of the kind of gun-polishing type, not that I ever really had too many of them, but I used to be of more of the, well, you know, if it comes down to it, we're going to shoot them kind of variant. And I'm not saying that's the way you are, but that's the way I certainly used to be. And I've since, you know, come to the conclusion that if it does come down to them getting more overtly violent, I don't think that getting violent in return is going to solve anything. It's just going to give them the excuse that they need to ratchet up the violence and to get more violent. And this is what they're trained to deal with. They're trained to deal with people who get violent. I think that if you could have, you know, the militia get involved in doing things like civil disobedience and instances of non-cooperation, I think you could have a much more powerful movement that wouldn't result in you and your family getting iced by the
oh,
police.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm actually really nervous now, you know what I mean? My wife's not happy with me, you know, I mean...
Yeah.
You know, she supports me, but at the same time, she does, you know, we have two children, and I'm not trying to bring any unwanted attention to my family. But, you know, once again, I haven't done anything illegal.
No.
People got to understand that the militia, it's in our Constitution that we're allowed to, you know, keep and bear arms. And people forget that the militia actually won the, they won our freedom, you know.
Can you guys actually bear arms in Ohio? Is there an open carry? Is that an open carry state?
Yeah. I have a concealed carry. I know California has more strict laws on,
but you
like
can
AKs.
Open carry as well. You're saying you
in
can
California
open.
You can open carry a long gun, but in Florida you can't open carry anything.
I think it's one of those things. Like even if you can open carry, I wouldn't recommend it.
We do here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, in New Hampshire, you can.
You might want to look into the Free State Project. I'm not sure how you feel. It sounds like you're a pretty liberty-oriented dude. Head over to freestateproject.org and take a look into a place that we've got thousands of activists moving to, people who a lot of them are really into gun freedom. We just had an incident of a guy open carrying at the Obama rally yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, he's a free stater. Freestateproject.org. Thank you for the call tonight. Good luck with your recruiting. And I hope that something awful doesn't happen as far as the ATF investigating and getting nasty with you. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And this is something they're looking at doing, you know, demonizing the militia movement again, and it's happening all over again. Well, I wish we had more time to discuss it. We're out for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.